All right, Tosa, good morning. Let's begin. So we left off page Kuf Membeis. Kitokev Hashkatas Harotzon Kach Tokev Hashava. The Sikum Shel Devarim. So to summarize everything we've learned over the last chapter, Hakoach HaPnimi B'Nefesh HaAdam Hu HaRotzon. The innermost koach of man is his will. V'Ma'adam Atzliach L'Takin Es Nekudas HaShoresh. And if a person is able to go ahead and somehow remedy or fix that inner point, and if somehow a person is able to go ahead and rectify that which is within, and again we're going to see he's specifically referring to over here what a person wants, then ultimately again all the inner deficiencies fall away, and a person will enter into a life of tranquility, a life of happiness, a life of enjoyment. Kasher Adam Lonogia Benekudas HaShoresh. When a person doesn't get to the root or the core of a particular issue, harishu bona asachayim agabe shoresh lo nachon, he ends up building his life upon a flawed foundation. V'lachin ha'avod v'hemshich kasha ad ma'od. And also, when you don't have a foundation to build anything further, is very difficult. Also, this goes back to what we said before earlier, which is when we started this chapter and we were discussing the idea that many people are not happy. So the Mechaber was discussing the idea that sometimes modern psychology tries to go ahead and just simply bolster happiness without necessarily trying to analyze the root of the unhappiness. So the Mechaber told us from the beginning that unless you get to the root of your issues, you will not be able to solve them. Kol ha'churban shanu makirim ba'olam hu machmas sheyesh la'anashim mitzonos. At the end of the day, all of the destruction we see in the world, which means the negativity we see in the world, is because the people have excessive desires, excessive wills and wants. B'chol makom u'makom yoshim anashim yesh lahem ratzonos. Everywhere people are, people have their ratzon. U'kishem shepir tzof sehem shonim, kach da'ato deosehem shonos, v'kach ratzono sehem shonim. So also the same way we look different, the same way we think differently, so too the same way what we desire, what we will, is different as well. Anashim rotzim is very cute. He says, Anashim rotzim leos chevrei Knesset. People want to be members of the Knesset. Kama machlokes l'merivos yesh me'acharei rotzim zeh. How much machlokes is involved with this particular ratzon, this particular will? Im kol osam meos o alafim hayu mevatlim es haratzon. If only these hundreds or potentially thousands of people who wanted to be chevrei Knesset would go ahead and be mevatel this ratzon, shalom v'shalva hayu ba'im l'medina. He says, how much more peace we would have in the state of Israel. He says, zos milvad milyoni hashkalim shayuchoskim. That's in addition to the millions of shekel that's ultimately wasted. I must say, his point over here is that sometimes, again, what is he saying? That nobody should be a member of the Knesset? That nobody should aspire to go into a life of politics? Of course, that's not what he's saying. What he's saying is that sometimes what you will and what you want has to be willed and wanted for the right reasons. And too often when it's not willed and wanted for the right reasons, that's what paves the way for destruction. We live in a world where everyone has some type of ratzon, some type of will. There are some people that have individualized or personalized wills. So what they want, what they desire, doesn't necessarily have an impact on the other. But when people have desires, and those desires are a little bit more global, who wrote Lios Rosh Memshala, he wants to be the prime minister, who wrote Lios Rosh, he wants to be the mayor, who wrote Lios Chaver Motza, Hashem Yirachim, Kama Anoshim Hu Romeis Bedarko Tzemeres. So I will say, what he's pointing out over here is that sometimes Kuf Mem Beis, sometimes in this, if you don't want the right things for the right reasons, if there are things that ultimately will impact others, not only can your ritzonos negatively impact you, but your ritzonos can negatively impact others as well. Again, he's using a little bit of hyperbole. He's not suggesting over here that people shouldn't be part of the government. If people weren't part of the government, we'd have a big problem. You have to be part of the government. But the shaila is, what's your motivation? Why are you doing it? Why do you will? Why do you desire this particular thing? Because if it's for the wrong reasons, you end up not only destroying yourself, but destroying others as well. Kol ha'chaim. kan hin churban achar achar hin churban echad gamur. The truth is, so much life is destructive in nature. Machmas shekol echa yish l'ratzon, because everyone in life has a ratzon, everyone has a will. V'ho menaveit es chayiv l'fi haratzon shalatzmo, and a person directs his life in accordance with his desires. Hu bona la'atzmo ratzon prati, he builds for himself an individualized will. Ves kala olam hu menase l'sader l'fi ratzonosa. And Rabbi will say, what happens? So I want A. And what ends up happening is I try to arrange my world in accordance with that, so that my entire world should be structured in a way that allows me to ultimately find and acquire A. Ela she'echad rotze mashu, hasheni rotze hafuch. What's the problem in life? The problem in life is I want A. And what happens? My neighbor wants B. And now what happens if A and B ultimately, again, have conflicting consequences? Or A and B perhaps are even opposite values. What happens then? The kan maschila hamilchama ba'olam. And we'll say this could actually create a worldwide war. If we look at all of the wars that mankind has waged, amehen hayu, what were they about? He says, imbene adam hayu ovdim abitl haratzon. If people were only able to give up that which they wanted, if they were able to be mevater, if they were able to pass on what it is that they wanted, what it is that they felt was so important, afilu melchama achas lo haisa ba'olam, there would not have been even one war in the entire existence of man. I will say it's a very profound idea that why do wars occur? Wars occur because nations feel, or men feel, that I need this. I must have this. Whatever the this is. And they're unwilling to yield that this. And as a result, again, nations go to war. Hatikun hashalim li'olam kulo. Lo rak li'olam ha'prati shala adam. The real tikun for the entire world, not just the personal world of man, Hulagalos olam shulurotze boklum. I will say, the goal of humanity is literally to pass on our desires and our wants. There are certain things we need, certain things we must make happen, but so many things that we create needs for that in reality are not real needs. If mankind mastered the art of being mevater, of letting go of these things, how much more harmony there'd be in this world? This is actually a very profound statement. La'asid lavo, in the future, Mashiach comes. Ne'emar, the pasuk says, Vigar ze'ev im keves. What happens? That the wolf will live side by side with the lamb. How can that be? Madua? Ki azev lo rotze. Because what happened? Excuse me. Ki mazev lo rotze. Hakeves yachol vichios liyadu. Hu lo yitrof also. Because it will say, if the wolf stops wanting to tear apart the lamb, then guess what? The lamb and the wolf could live side by side. Such a profound, simple mashal, right? That ultimately, again, the wolf, if the wolf would just stop wanting what it wants, the obviously almost like the wolf is an animal. It has a certain program. Right, has certain but the point that he's making over here is that part of what will happen in the Messianic era is that mankind will be willing to give up certain ritzonos. And when mankind is willing to give up the ritzon, that's when shalom comes to the world. Kozman sheyesh lanu ritzonos, as long as we have wills, b'mechila anachnu zeven. Says, I apologize, but that means we're all wolves. We're all wolves, I will say. And in our own way, we're each a wolf trying to go ahead and acquire what we want. And the truth is, sometimes we're even willing to trample upon those who are in our way and tear them apart if they stand in between me and what it is that I want to accomplish. Everyone tramples, everyone tears apart the other. Anachnu chayim ba'olam, she'adam lo yochol lishrod bo. Hakol shlita, hakol koach, hakol milchamos. I will say again, everyone wants control. But why do we want control? We want control because we have things that we want to bring to fruition. We have desires, we have needs, we have wants that we want to actualize. And realize in order to make that happen, we need control over our circumstances. And sometimes that need for control even leads to trampling over the other. Hakol koach, I'm sorry, top of kof mem gimel. Miodea. Maha'olam omed la'avod od. Bechila maspik ma sha'avanu. Va'kol mipnei ma. So we'll say, you know, mankind, we often, you know, the one thing that mankind as a whole lacks is the ability, not lacks, but we don't do it, is cheshbon ha'nefesh. You know, the whole chap of Meretz Ramchal writes, first shar of Zihirus, that life is all about contemplation. If mankind would only take the time to contemplate his historical continuum and to realize that all of our wars, all of our conflicts, all of our battles, all of our bloodshed were really just about man's ratzon, perhaps man would be quicker to go ahead and dispense with that ratzon, to change things around. He says, "Mipnei ratzon shel anashim bodedim shemachmasam hechrivu chatzi olam." But say so much death, so much destruction, so much difficulty is all a result of people who had certain ratzonos that they were unwilling to give up, and as a result, did whatever they had to do to go and actualize it. I will say, you know what, we're going to stop over here. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem at the end of this parak, Emirat Hashem on Monday. From Bnei Brak, yes. I'm sorry? He's a progressive man.